kissing as a religion. In 19th century Rome, it was said that the monks kissed the backs of their hands as a sign of repentance. Oh, how I repented as a Catholic girl, even as I kissed you. Kissing and repenting, kissing and repenting. As I pulled your top lip with my teeth, biting ever so gently. How absurd to think kissing gets any better than the first time you leaned over me, breath thick with Jack and Coke, that rogue teenage elixir. And whatever warp speed hormone instigates backseat sex and what is now considered nothing but a little teasing in the area of petting. Sounds like a zoo, kissing does. Back then, traveling north on the county road just after dusk, after the cattle lumbered off on their arthritic hocks, kicking up dust that smelled like manure and left us alone in your idling car in the middle of the pasture. I fought the urge for years to write a poem about your lips, for which I can only think in terms of exquisite, another adjective strictly forbidden in poetry classes, your perfectly aligned teeth, your soft boyish whispers. Sometimes I think I was never actually there in the afterlife of your words, those jerry-rigged one-liners bolstering my heart, stopping, not stopping in my ear as you pulled back my hair. Now I think there was nothing to repent for, nothing to confess. If ever there was a sin for which penance was required, it would be for never kissing like this, not once since.